Marine Corporal. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Couldn't be better. Thanks a lot for joining us here. First off, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you found your way from Decatur, Georgia, to Camp Leatherneck, and what type of day do you have in front of you? What is your specific job today?
All right. Well, it started off when 9/11 hit. I knew I wanted to support my country and represent my family and come in and do my part. So I joined the best gun club out there, the Marine Corps, Hoorah. And now I ended up being in Afghanistan right now, serving my country with Marine Aviation Logistics 40. I'm an aviation mechanic, and it's going really well over here. I'm blessed to be able to come over here and do what I'm doing.
Wow, you sound all fired up. Is this your first deployment there, sir?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's going pretty great. The weather is pretty good right now. You know, the sun is out there and it's beaming on us pretty good. So when the wintertime gets here, it'll be a little bit of a struggle adjusting, but we're definitely going to accomplish the mission no matter what.
Talk about working on planes. And was that a passion of yours before the Marines? Or, as you said, because I've talked to hundreds of Marines over the last 5-6 years, and a lot of them say they were motivated by the events of September 11th. Were you working on planes before that, or was that part of your training once you got in?
No, I wasn't. Actually, what I was doing, I was working on old-school muscle cars, Oldsmobiles to be exact, and it was just always been a passion of mine to work on, you know, mechanical things and stuff like that. So when I came in, it was definitely a job I was shooting for and gunning for, and now that I got it, I'm learning a whole lot about around about plane, different types of planes, you know, Hueys, Cobras, and F-18s and things like that. So it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice.
We're live at Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. This is Military Night on Fox Sports Radio. Marine Corporal Tariq Middlebrooks joins us. You're a Falcons fan. Let's talk sports. Does it go back to Deion Sanders? Before that, Steve Barkowski? And how about the run here recently with Matt Ryan? The Green Bay Packers tripped you up in the playoffs. You got beat by them again this year. How passionately do you follow the Falcons?
I follow it the best I can. You know, if we're not out there in the fight and doing what we have to do to get these birds in the air, I'm definitely trying to look and see if I can get a score here and there and get the lowdown of exactly, you know, how we got cheated and beat, because I just don't see the Falcons losing fairly or anything like that. But season's not over yet. You know, we tripped up a little bit, but we'll definitely come back in the end.
Yeah, I think you're in a pretty good spot here, but you got to watch out with Tampa Bay in the South at 4-2. They're tied with New Orleans, and they got them in the tiebreaker. They just beat them, and your Falcons are 3-3, only a game back. But this is a big game coming up here this weekend. I don't know how closely you've been following the Detroit Lions. They were undefeated. They just lost to San Francisco. They're 5-1. I think if the Falcons beat the Lions, they're right back in the playoff hunt. But if you can't beat the Lions, and you know you can't beat Green Bay, it's going to be tough dreaming about that Super Bowl, huh?
That's so true. Once we get Turner clicking and we get Matt Ryan going like he's supposed to and he always do coming through, I think Roddy White show up, we'll be good to go. We'll definitely teach the Lions on how to lose, without a doubt.
It's a great team, especially when they're playing at home. When Atlanta gets on a roll in the Dome, it's just fun to watch. Hey, before you leave, sir, tell us about your family. Please say hello to any member of your family. We'll make sure they get a copy of this. You got family back here in the States. Where are they?
They're actually in Atlanta, Georgia. Some in Athens, Georgia. And I'd just like to say I love you and I miss all of y'all. To the Middlebrooks family, Onyx Middlebrooks, my mother, Abby Richards, my father, Tony Middlebrooks, and my brothers, Shamari and Quincy. I miss all y'all and hope to talk to y'all and see y'all soon.
Well, I'll tell you something, sir. You're really fired up. You're a guy who went there for the right reasons. You worked on muscle cars, and now you're working on planes. You're going to have an amazing trade when you get back. When do you expect to come home again?
Well, I can't really say over the phone right now, but it'll hopefully be sometime very, very soon. But I definitely don't want to leave the mission not completed. So even if it takes a year, I'll be here.
No doubt. It's great to talk to you. God bless you, sir. Hopefully you can reach out to us when you get back. We'd love to talk to you again.
Yes, sir, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you.